this night as we bring through these communications to you. We wish to speak to you along the lines of communication. This world or this consciousness knows that communication is needed. There are many individuals out there developing technologies in which communication is quicker, where communication is faster, and you can seamlessly communicate with those around the world anytime you wish. We say to you, our friends, that within each of you, you each have a keynote, a sonic, a sound, a frequency. And when you speak, you release this sonic, you release this frequency. It is why each and every one of you are often drawn to different music at different times. There are some of you that like upbeat music, and some of you that like music that is slower. And at different times within your life, you resonate to different sounds or different sonics. Within this consciousness or within this world, there is becoming less and less communication with your voice, with your sonic. A lot of you fail to communicate what is on your mind or how you are feeling, your thoughts or your feelings, or just day-to-day communication with each other is becoming less and less frequent. And at this time, there are more sound healers. There are more healers working with sound, using bowls, using different sonics with their voice. We say to you that the sound or the frequency you transmit is important. Sometimes within your households, you can all be sitting within the same dwelling and each connected to a device. Or you go out for cups of tea, you gather together, yet you are still communicating or connected to your devices and disconnected from each other. It is an important time. Mankind knows that it is needed, yet they develop more and more of these technologies. We say that next time you are with those around you, that you unplug from those devices and you plug into each other, that you communicate on that physical level, that you exchange those vibrations with each other, that communication would feel different. You would feel more open and more connected. It is, in a way, another way to disconnect from the world and all that surrounds it. Mankind has been doing this for many, many years, distracting oneself from the physicalities of this world by tuning into something else, by distracting themselves with something else. There are many forms of addiction. There are many forms of distractions. The ones that are mostly talked about are the ones that are seemingly negative. But there is more than one type of addiction or distraction. when you find the need to distract yourself by keeping busy or plugging into this other world, we say, stop. Take a look on what's going on around you, what's going on around your world, what is going on in your physical world, who is around you, and how important it is that you interact with it. You are here to learn, to grow, to do your work. You cannot do that if you are distracting yourself from it or running from it. If you have to find the need to disconnect with your physical world, then there is something within that physical world that you need to change. And part of your work or part of your healing is to plug in, to communicate with those around you how you're feeling, to communicate your sonic with your voice, what is happening for you, to do the work, to learn, to grow, and not to distract yourself. It is very easy to do that. Quite often it is work, the need to succeed, the need to develop a title, the need to have a title. In order to feel like you are contributing part to this world. But we say to you, in order to contribute to this world, just be. Let yourself be. Let yourself be with those around you. Let yourself communicate. Resonate that sonic. Resonate your frequency. And be true to that frequency. Be true to that self. Love who you are and all that you are. And resonating that frequency or just being that being is easy. And when you can do that, you feel the connectiveness with all that is around you, and that communication comes easy. As you leave the sanctuary this night, we say to you to just put down those devices, those distractions, that busyness that you have, and just allow yourself to be in those moments with those around you. We challenge you to communicate those thoughts, those feelings with your voice. One of the reasons you are here is to do that work, to challenge yourself. So we will leave you with these words this night, and we hope that this communication has assisted you. Thank you.